it's time to drink some gin.
Oh, best day of the week. What a good excuse to drink midweek. It's very healthy. It's very normal. We love Tuesday Booze Day.
And we're not just going to drink. We're going to taste it. We're going to introduce ourselves. We're going to find out about it. So we only need a little bit of a tasting. And then we can save the rest for Friday when we can drink it long and leisurely and enjoy the Friday talking about the topic. So that's what we're going to do. We are going to taste that gin.
Should Tuesday warm up?
Oh, yeah.
Tuesday warm-up. We're just getting ready for the Friday. We're just having a little taste. And Emma's going to join us and tell us all about it.
Exactly. With the guest. So we can taste their gin, find out what we're drinking on Friday. And that gives you the opportunity to go and buy some if you want to join us in drinking it on Friday night.
Oh, very fancy.
Hello and welcome to Gin and Topic.
Hello.
Specifically to this tasting room right now. Mm-hmm. And that's going to really confuse me when I go Emma and both Emmas go, hello.
Hi.
We've got an Emma Smith guest. And of course, we've got our little resident monkey Emma. So it's just, yeah, two Emmas in one go, like buses.
I think monkey just needs to be monkey today.
I mean, that's most of my life, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I'm not mad about it. My mum's devastated, but I'm all right. I gave you a name and it was not monkey. All right, mother. I don't know why she's now very posh. She lives in Yorkshire, but you know. There we go.
Woo, Yorkshire. Yeah. Sorry, I'm also from Yorkshire.
I was born in Yorkshire. Hey. I can wave that one too. Boop, boop. Yeah. Anya, what have you got?
I've been to Yorkshire on holiday.
Yeah. God's own country.
Many times.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lost the dog, you know. All good fun.
Yeah. We did. Got scared by cows.
Oh, no.
Problem with Yorkshire.
Yeah, it was very, very Yorkshire-y. Yeah.
But anyway, before we fall down that little rabbit hole of stories, let's get on. So we are drinking Curator's Gin by the Cambridge Distillery. Emma, tell me, why are we drinking this?
Me, Emma.
Oh, yes. You, Emma. Emma, the guest with the choice of gin. Tell us about your choice.
In part because I work for eLife, which is an organisation, a non-profit organisation based in Cambridge. So I thought it'd be very good to have a Cambridge distillery gin there as a part of the session today. And also we'll be talking about the ways in which you share science and how we trust science. And that's all about curating knowledge. Nice. And sort of making nice. Sure that we have sort of understanding and a like heuristic to understand science. So that's why I picked this one, and also it sounded really tasty.
Which is always a really important thing.
exactly
100%. So that's why I picked nice. This one.
Brilliant.
Oh, I think it's a great choice. And Emma, other Emma, monkey Emma,
yes,
tell us about it.
So made in Cambridge, funnily enough, from the Cambridge Distillery Company. But so they've got lots of different gins. They have their main core gin. They've got a couple of others, but they started releasing a few of kind of prototype series. And this was one of them. So there were 600 bottles made. It's with the Botanic Gardens at Cambridge University. And they worked with the curator called Sam to come up with this gin and to choose what goes into the gin alongside your kind of traditional botanicals. We don't know much more than that. They're a bit cagey on the botanicals, because it is such a unique gin that is made, you know, with the guys there. They'd say it's got lavender. There's a type of rosemary in there called green ginger rosemary.
I said it smelled of rosemary.
Yeah. Yes. Five gold stars for Anya.
Winner. Yay.
So yeah, Anya has already been smelling the gin, guys. So it's just been one of those days. So spoilers. Yeah. But yeah, bang on with the rosemary. But I never heard of green ginger rosemary before, and the more I looked into it, especially if you keep the rosemary in the sun, you will get lots of nice gingery flavours from it, which sounds quite nice as well. Ooh. There's lemon balm, and then they reckon they've got apples from an apple tree descended from Isaac Newton's apple tree.
Of course, because you wouldn't just chuck any old bloody apple in there, would you?
We're in Cambridge, guys. Come on, what more did we expect? Of course the Botanic Gardens in Cambridge University think they've got a tree descended from Sir Isaac Newton's apple tree. So there we go. Other than that, we don't know much about it. I would say pour some into your glass and have a sniff, and the first thing you'll get is juniper. So we're all going to be very, very happy tonight.
I don't have a glass again, Emma.
Okay, you can sniff out of your bottle, aren't you?
Okay, I'm going to pour it in, and I'm desperate. I'm desperate to make some kind of Doctor Who-esque gravity joke, but the only one I can think of gravity. Is the Doctor Who one, and... Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So gravity, mavity, gin in my glass.
Yes.
We're total tongue twisters today.
So we should talk a bit about the actual distillery itself, which is run by a lovely man called Will Lowe. He is, number one, a super, super lovely man. Number two, very bloody intelligent. Not only is he a master distiller, but he's also the only master distiller who is also a master of wine. Which isn't just a title that you throw around. It's actually basically a huge undertaking to do. There are only a few hundred masters of wines in the world.
So he's got a really clever nose.
Yes, 100%.
Oh, I'd feel scared meeting him. What if he sniffed me and was like, ooh.
I'm not sure that's how it works.
What would your botanicals be there on you?
I don't know. That's what I'm scared of, Sarah. What if my botanicals are not
like
good
like an
botanicals?
Interview question. I think that's an interview question for future, isn't it? If you were a gin, what botanicals would you be?
I like that more than what botanicals do you think people would smell you? that opens a whole box of weirdness. So yeah, what botanicals would be? I like that one. But yeah, he's actually also doing a PhD at Cambridge, as you do, as if all of his other qualifications weren't enough in the chemistry
and
quality.
Some people just have too much time, don't they?
Well, like, exactly. But if your
topic
is...
Too many brain cells. Share them out.
The chemistry of quality in wines and spirits, I feel like all of his gins, which so far every single one I've tried, have been absolutely bloody lovely.
It is rather smooth, even drinking it neat. Okay. I'm going to quickly mix it with the tonic before I drink it all neat.
God, you're just racing ahead, aren't you, with your pre-episode sniffing and your tasting and the mixing. I've stuffed my nose in, that's it.
Okay,
Sarah, so I'm wearing my Brenda. What did you expect, okay? It's a drinking day.
So big first sip. Hold it in your mouth, swirl it around your mouth, see what you think. Second sip, hopefully less of the alcohol burn will be there. You'll get more of the gin.
I need to get a second glass because I already tonicked my drink.
This is why I swig out the bottle.
I was going to say, you can do an Anya and just swig out the bottle. No one's going to judge you here.
Well, the thing is, I want to take the rest of it into work tomorrow and sort of like share the joy
lovely.
That is this
Definitely
podcast.
Get another glass then. Join in the experience. Perfect. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to get my second glass.
Yeah, very sensible.
Yeah, I've realised we should probably make sure in all the other instructions we tell a guest, get a glass ready, but don't put your tonic in.
Yeah, I mean, you should probably start telling me to put a glass.
Just get a glass on
you. You never put glass.
I would say, once you've tried it, that might be it. It might not be going to work tomorrow. It is very, very lovely.
It's
very
smooth.
Herbaceous, very clean finish. There's lots of florals in there, but they're not overpowering. Lots of juniper, so it's a very classically driven gin, I think. But,
oh, it is.
But yeah, you've got all these layers. I mean... There is another step. It may surprise you. So they take the botanicals and then they use what's called the Novo Dimensional Distillation Matrix. God's sake, Will. Anyway.
Okay, we're back at Doctor Who again.
Right. So gotta love him. But basically 9 different ways of extracting flavour from botanicals. So he calls it a Novo Dimensional, so like 9 dimensions of distillation. So whether that's looking at the temperature, the pressure, the time, things like that. We don't know what all 9 are. He's keeping them under his hat, but he's got these 9 different ways that you will extract flavour from each botanical to get the perfect conditions for each. So each one will be distilled separately.
Wow.
In whatever way, whether that's vacuum distillation, classical distillation, some might be macerated, then distilled, all of these different things. And then they get blended together into this final gin.
Wow.
Right?
That's an awful lot of effort.
Well, you just hope it was going to be delicious, given all of that. And thank God it is.
Which...
Because it wouldn't be worth it if it wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine if we were drinking it and we were going, I mean, it's all right. It's fine. It's not really worth
After all that. That effort. All that effort. And you go... Yeah, it's all right.
It's all right. I prefer a Hendrix.
Actually, it's lovely.
I think it's just the way that each of the flavours kind of hold themselves in your mouth.
Really
as well.
Balanced.
Yeah, beautifully balanced. Mm. And yeah, all the care and attention and the Nova Dimensional Distillation Matrix clearly bloody works. So hats off. Well done. I've got
really
stars.
Really does. Okay, I'm going to have to make it longer because I keep sipping it. Emma, what do you think of your choice?
I'm patting myself on the back. Yeah. I don't mind saying so. Like, it's I'm a sucker for any sort of floral or citrusy drink of basically any kind. I'm pretty happy I picked this one because it is very floral, very like,
yeah.
I don't know what that noise was. I apologise to all podcast listeners because no one needed to hear that.
But it summed it up perfectly.
It's lovely. If you like citrus and floral, though, I reckon this is a really good candidate for a cocktail called Naviation. So you've got lemon juice, a little bit of creme de violette, and maraschino liqueur and things like that, and then your gin. I reckon this one, if you put it in with all of those different flavours, those floral notes would be picked up a bit more from the gin that we're getting now. Whereas I think if you put it with tonic, maybe more the herbaceous notes will come out. Sprig of rosemary in it would always be good as a garnish. Mm. Or you could do what we've talked about. So there's lots of rosemary in it. So what else goes with rosemary and find something, you know, that pulls it in a different direction, or a citrus to lift the citrus in there. But yeah, aviation cocktail, I think, would be good.
I've got a bit of frozen easy peeler, and it's a lovely accomplishment.
Do you just have a freezer full of easy peelers? Every week you'd be like,
we've got loads, and we never bloody eat them, so I've just cut them up and frozen them because they don't get eaten. They just get thrown away. I don't know why we got them.
And then you're going to end up with boozy gin and tonic.
And after our conversation last week, I've got grapefruit because I went, do you know what? I bought a grapefruit, I cut it up, and now it's in the freezer with my lemons and my limes and my oranges. So I've got the whole selection. So I'm grapefruiting it.
Grapefruit and rosemary is a banging combination. Really, really bloody good.
I've just got tonic.
Just tonic works.
I don't even have just tonic this week. I am pretending to think about what it might be like with the bubbles. I'm like, if I was a gin like this, what would I be like if I had a bit more effervescence? Because I don't have any tonic in the house. I completely forgot.
Oh, it's lovely.
Luckily, it's nice. Beautiful
that
to drink.
That is really
neat,
nice. So. Yeah.
But I am jealous of the tonic.
I feel like it's a classic. You want to just put it with a bit of tonic and just drink a nice G&T with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, under an apple tree, hoping that one doesn't land on your head. Ha ha! Boom!
Boom, done.
I can go
Sarah.
Now.
Sarah.
I'm going. Very, very good.
Look at her, she's so proud.
I had to get something in. I mean, it was rubbish, but it had to be something.
Better than Mavity, I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah. I like that as a running joke.
And it's all you're going to be able to think about all the time now. Exactly. And every time you see your gin, you'll be like, oh, Mavity. But it is really, really lovely. I love it.
Well
long.
Chosen,
I'm loving
Emma.
My grapefruit
well chosen.
In it.
Yeah.
Definite pass on the back for you, Emma. And really good choice.
A new one for me as well. I hadn't tried this one before. I've tried quite a few of Cambridge, but not this one. So I was very, very happy to see
it. I love when we get a new one for you.
And in comparison to all the ones that you've tried of theirs, where does this, is there one that tops it? Is that what's
I
that?
Mean,
I mean, I know they do the stupid expensive one, don't they? The Amity gin, which I'm desperate
to try. Well, no, there's one that's even
try.
More expensive than that called Watenshi gin or something. I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but basically they take the angel share of gin that evaporates and condense that back out. I think it's $1.5 a bottle. I think something like it's in the like in the thousands. That when I say ludicrously expensive, I mean it.
That's like 2 months worth of rent, two and a bit.
Well, depending on where you are, maybe one in Hackney.
I'm thinking about my rent. Yeah.
Wow. But yeah, so that one's like crazy ass unique. The anti gin is very, very clever. So it uses the fire ants that have the acid in their belly, so that gives you a citrus flavour rather than the coriander. Like each of them is so different. It's very, very difficult to choose.
Oh, it's like a parent being asked about the children. Oh, they're all really different. I couldn't choose. You've got a favourite, you just don't want to say.
It's also been a few years actually since I've tried anything new from them, because they've been out for a while, but I just haven't come across them. So this has been really lovely and reminds me how bloody good they are as a distillery at what they do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
And I love the connection with the topic and the fact that, yes, it's Cambridge gym, but also this curating science and the fact that the guy is just bonkers clever and has stupid methods to produce really tasty gin. That obviously isn't stupid methods, just seems an awful lot of hard work from a non-science
I mean, background. On the other side really of their distillery, good. Anya, they've got a distillery dog, so...
Well, why didn't you start with that?
There's something to everybody.
Dog.
All the best distilleries do.
Okay, now I'm sold.
Okay. I think we need to go and drink this gin and explore our topic. So thank you, Emma Monkey.
Thank you, Monkey.
Lovely to see you. Lovely to meet you, Emma. Thank you for choosing a wonderful gin. Enjoy, and I look forward to listening to the whole thing soon.
Cheers, cheers.
Woof, woof.
Thank you.
See ya. Bye.
Well, that was the gin thoroughly tasted.
I feel like I've tasted it perhaps a little too much, and Tuesday Booze Day might turn into Wine Wednesday tomorrow.
Well, you've got to save some of that gin for Friday when we can have the rest of the conversation with our guest.
I'm looking forward to it.
At least we've tasted and we know what it is that we're drinking, and we know why we're drinking it. And then we could just relax with the topic.
Ah, oh, I can't wait. Sarah, in the meantime, if people need a bit more gin and topic before their Friday, where can they find us?
Oh, they can find us on social media, at Topic Gin.
Lovely.
Or they could head over to our website. We're ginandtopic.com. And if they don't want to wait till Friday, they can always go and listen to some past episodes whilst they're waiting.
Brilliant. Love it. We'll see you Friday.
See you then.